My mic is so far away from me.
Roll call. Director Bowie?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Davis?
Here.
Director Ling?
Here.
You're getting my table.
I know.
I need a motion to approve the minutes for the last meeting and the last
meeting. There needs to be a correction on the minutes, and I already talked to Ellie about it. The finance and audit minutes from last month, it says that Director Bowie was absent, and then on the back it says that we both adjourned it. So she's going to correct that.
Oh, okay.
Director Bowie was present. She just arrived a little bit late.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fine. Understand.
Thank you, Sarah Wargo.
So I'm just going to mark mine out. I don't need a revised copy. I'm just going to mark mine out.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just need to put that on the records just in case anybody says anything.
Okay. Well, apparently somebody did.
Do we have a motion to approve the meeting minutes with the changes noted?
I second.
So motion by Director Bowie, second by Director Israel. So roll call vote. Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. No warrants, no awards of contracts. Updates, pass the San Gregorio Pass Regional Alliance Water Alliance update. Any information, Madam?
It was just a
potluck?
No, it was just a presentation by Mr. Davis from the San Antonio Pass Water Agency. That's pretty much all it was. Except me getting chewed out because I was told Calvin to be there earlier, an hour earlier, for the IRWM meeting, which was canceled. But other than that, you know, it was, he just talked about different things that they're doing with the state and different regulations that are coming up. That's it.
Ms. Kerlouis?
Ms. Calvin, want to throw something in there?
I got a very short PowerPoint. Now that we have our own crew, we're now on available time. We're now upgrading the hydrants and bumpers. These are on Main Street. And if you look at the bottom left picture, there is non-functional hydrant, so they put a cap on it and remove that, and the functional one. Put a cement collar on it and on it, gate valves, and now put their cement collar and paint it blue, and the bumpers are now freshly painted yellow. And as you drive around town, you'll start seeing these upgrades as time permits and finances permit.
Are you using snap bolts or snap collars?
You mean the knockoff, yeah. We're using knockoffs, like I said. In fact, we found little 6-inch knockoffs. So that last emergency we had on March 12th, 2 months ago on the east side, where it was finally identified as a county dump truck. He's on trash cleanup, community trash day or cleanup day. We bumped it, and we found Money found some knockoffs at 6-inch. So we have bumpers on that, and as people who are in the community, you know, as they knock off the hydrants, they'll go ahead and knock off. And in fact, we had several directors show up and to check on the progress of that repair, because I got the call at 8:03, and we were finished about like 7:30 that night, that evening. And a lot of it was, both of us, we were able to shut off or isolate that part of the town, but it was relieving the pressure and the water out of the system. Also, on the top left picture, that was a result of a traffic collision, and I think Elliot had filed a claim with the gentleman's, or actually it was a female driver, insurance, and plus the Highway Patrol was there when we obtained the traffic collision report. I just want to show the board some of the upgrades that we're making through town with the new in-house crew. The other progress we made is I call him David, but I guess he likes to call him Dave Wooney. He obtained his D2 certificate. So, congrats and shout out to him. He worked very hard. And if you go through the lobby hallway there, we've had 3D pictures. Here's Ellen, she's on. a backflow, metal backflow protector, and she thought it was mistakenly delivered, and she wanted to use it for her saddlebag. And Leah, who's the young lady on her right, she's our new office assistant. Well, she's not new, she's been here for how long? About a year?
About 6 months.
6 months. Mm-hmm. And then there's our full crew, Clay and James and we also had Stanley Security come out, and I can now, and whoever takes the district smart tablet home, we can remotely view all the security cameras at this facility. And in well 5, which is the production well on Sun Hill, south of Desert Hills, that is currently down. The pedestal is manufactured with very soft metal, and being that we upgrade the well pump number from 600 gallons per minute to 900 gallons per minute, the vibration of that and the torque finally has worn out, and so the pedestal and the pump head is being made out of steel. And hopefully, will that be guaranteed that that will help with the increase of GPMs. Other than that, that's all I have.
Public comment. You've come in. Did you have anything you wanted to say to the board or anything?
I do not.
Okay. Next item, old business, sustainable groundwater update. Mr. Anderson is not here.
Steve told me to tell you that he has no report.
Okay. So that's pretty much settled that, right?
Only thing I'd like to advise the board that we now have a new permit, which is integrated groundwater. Integrated Regional Water Management, and it's a San Antonio IRMA. And basically what that does is an offshot of Sigma. We have a group that Sigma, and which is the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. And IRMA applies for grants to solve regional problems. I think I mentioned in the previous board meeting that we're included with for a wastewater grant, because that's a regional problem. And the grant that we're applying for a production well on the east side, that's what they call it. That's identified as a local problem or a local issue. San Antonio Integrated Groundwater Management Group has been, it's implemented. We've had a kickoff meeting. And that was the, we're going to reduce Director Israel's 25% this year. We'll see. Had we been in an hour earlier. But other than that, the actual kickoff meeting was to appease or meet the requirements of the state, which is transparency, and they wanted all the stakeholders that was interested in attending the kickoff meeting to be briefed. And there were some developers and some private interests, I think about maybe four or five people. Party Homes was one of the center of the planning. Other than that, plus the state, I don't know if they actually granted it or they're considering it, but it's $1 million grant to do the technical studies. And that's, again, for regional studies on groundwater sustainability and how the droughts going to affect the site.
Next item, new business, review and approval of fiscal year 2017-18 budget. Really, do you have explanations for us?
I do. You gave them the new handout? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You might want to explain that.
Sure. Well, I'm going to go over the budget. I'll tell you a little bit overall before I go over it that we followed the rate increases adopted by the recent rate study. That's in there. And you'll see we projected that there was no change in consumption next year, so we didn't project any additional conservation or increase in water sales. It's always kind of hard to see where the budget is depending on the new tiers and what we projected in the rate study, so I use those numbers directly from the rate study for your revenues. Since then, since we've done the rate study, we have a little bit better handle on expenses. Every day when you're doing a budget, you get new information that's better than what you had yesterday. So we've been through, we're on version 22 right now. As we get a new piece of information, we'll make a change and to make it as accurate as possible. And then from a couple versions ago, Ellie and Calvin sat down and really tried to start saying, where can we cut even further costs? And did a really good job. So one of the things that I do when I prepare your budget is I also look out for 5 years. I always have a rolling 5 years. And then I compared it to what the rate study said where your cash position would be in 5 years. And you're about $85,000 ahead of what the rate study said based on current projections now and better information. So that's good. So that may give you some flexibility in year 4 and 5 as we look at, you know, what type of adjustment might be needed. So I keep a good eye on that to see where you're at. So if you start and you look at the different columns, you've got columns A through E. Column A is your 16-17 budget, and column B is what I project you're going to end 16-17 at. Column C is the proposed budget, and then D and E is the dollar difference and percentage difference. So column C is what I'm going to focus on right now, and you'll see in lines 1, 2, and 3, you now have three categories of revenue where everything used to be dumped into one. Now we'll have the commodity separated from the base fixed charge, because that's the one that the commodity that's going to vary, and that's the one we'll have to keep our eye on. And then line 3 is the DPHO contract, which we've pulled out so that you see all three of these quite clearly. If you look at line 18, that's your total revenues. Basically, when we're looking at revenues, we try and be conservative in our projections, and we try and look at what happened in 16-17 for things like standby fees or property taxes, and then maybe increase a little bit or keep the same. When we get to expenses, a lot of the expenses, we do the projections of where you're going to end 16-17 at, and then we will use that number to say, well, what should 17-18 be? And then we would adjust an expense for any known changes. Just because an expense was there in 16-17 doesn't mean it'll be the same in 17-18. So we really have to look at each line item to do a good job at that. Overall expenses, the overall revenues have an increase of 12%, but expenses have an increase of only 8%, and that's on row 114. I can go into the detail of any of those expenses if you want me to tell you how we projected it, but if you do look at line 115, just get jumping into the bigger picture, your total income before the capital and the GSA is a net loss of $10,000, which might sound bad, but it's actually fabulous compared to what you had originally budgeted and compared to the projected for this year. And then it flips over next year into a positive number every year because of the rate adjustments. So it's a much, you'll have a much more positive story next year. But I think this is still a positive story overall. Then down at line 127, what I tried to do is take you through, you've got your net income, and then we subtracted out the capital things, the DPHO credit, your debt service for your two loans, and the Sigma cost, and then you get to line 125, which is your net income. And then you might think, well, why am I adding back depreciation on 126? So what I'm trying to do is say, depreciation is not a cash expense, so I want to add it back. I took it out so you could see the true net income, but I'm going to add it back to get kind of a projection of how your cash will change, because that's what's important to know, is where will you end up at the end of the year with cash. And at the end of the year, it's a projected increase of about $35,000. That number grows every year, and that number 5 years from now, I looked at that cash number of what we're projecting and compared it to the rate study, and we were about $85,000 ahead right now, which is good. Things can change. You can have a major capital expense and that $85,000 could be wiped out tomorrow. We don't know, but overall, a fairly good picture.
I've got a couple of questions.
Sure.
I see that you have, this month you have administrative assistant for this year, but you don't, it's not shown as next year or in the next fiscal year. That's line item 24. Mm-hmm. Then, no meter reader, line 29 in the next budget?
The meter reader is now included in with the field workers.
Okay.
So that's where the meter reader is. And then Ellie's old position is not being contemplated being refilled. So she's kind of doing it all.
Okay. Not good. We're getting twice before we meet. Now, this is something that people are going to say, well, why, okay, so line maintenance, okay, no contractor, okay, 47 line maintenance and replacement costs.
Mm-hmm.
So our in-house, that'll be in-house crews, mm-hmm. okay, unless it's a major.
Sure, I suspect.
Of, okay. So, and then lien release fee, that's another different, okay. And then, are we getting our fuel for free now?
What line item are you on?
100.
I don't think that is being accounted for. I'm not sure why it was budgeted originally there, but I think it's being accounted for now just in vehicle fuel. So I think the intent was to, yeah.
You got one car,
To separate out one piece of equipment, fuel, maybe there was a need for it at some time.
Well, they get the fuel at the county station. Mm-hmm. They have it there, diesel there also, at the county facility. So it's all one account.
Okay. Well, that's probably why.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, good. No new vehicle purchase. Good. Any questions, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, my number one concern, anybody looking at this, the first thing on the expenses is what the director's views are going up.
Oh, that was the other one I have.
Yeah.
Well, at the time that we did the race study, it was contemplated that the directors were going to be attending a lot more meetings because of the GSA. If you feel like that's not the case anymore, we can certainly adjust that. So that's where that number came from. That was, there was discussion then. Do you recall that, Kelvin?
What was that again?
That the director's fees have gone up substantially in the budget, but I used the number from the RAID study because it was discussed that more directors were going to be attending the GSA meeting, so the stipends were going to increase quite a bit. So we have a projection right now of $13,600, and then we have a budget of almost three times that at $36,000, and that came from the RAID study. We can certainly lower that if you feel like now maybe there aren't going to be that many more meetings.
Well, the current spent right now is $18,900, or is that the budget?
The projection through the end of the year is $13,600.
So I think we could lower that down to 20 and still be, that's a lot of meetings.
I'm happy to make any adjustments that you want. It might have been really ambitious at the time of the RAID study, so I can adjust that right now. And I mean, if you, I'm not sure, is this on the agenda to possibly adopt tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I think you could direct staff to adopt the budget with that one change.
Yes.
Right? Yes. So if I change that to 20,000, just as a point of reference to go back to that,
it's not a lot, but it's still...
No, it's not. I agree. So now your cash is projected to go up by $50,000. So that's a positive change and probably more reflective of reality. I mean, do you all have time to go to that many meetings?
I had a question on line 61. Did we
write
the description? Why is that? What are we...
Oh, it's the Rural Water Association.
Like
that.
61, that projection is wrong. It should have been, that's all your different agencies that you belong to.
We don't belong to very many.
Yeah, you don't.
I think it's only one, maybe two, but the, for example, California Rural Water Agency, we enroll to them, we have a membership through them, and because we have a membership, they'll offer occasionally free contact hour classes or classes for our water operators to attend at a lower discounted rate. So that's the reason why we enroll, is because when you have a certified water operator, they need to keep up their contact hours, their class hours.
No, I was just wondering what the difference was, because it was 1,700 and it was 100.
That 100 was an error.
Okay. So yeah. What is the projected?
The 1,700.
And then is the legal going up that much too? Line item 76 because of the GSA stuff?
Yes.
Twice as much? Anybody?
No, I see what you're saying. It was budgeted for $80,000 and we've only spent $31,000 so far, correct?
The projection right now is at $70,000, and that projection is based on past trends, not knowing what was going to happen in the last 2 months. So I do have actual numbers in through April, but then we have June accruals, so it could actually be higher than the $70,000.
Which line item are you talking about?
So in total, legal fees is line 82. I think we can certainly revisit that. That's, I don't know what that number should be. That's really for management to decide or you guys to look at.
So I did notice, now that you brought that up, there was another area I saw that dealt with grants, but it was zero.
That's line 80.
No, there was another spot.
107?
177?
Yeah. We have it in two different, grants and loan processing fee, and then legal fee. Okay. Two different categories, sorry. So, your concern with the legal services is the $45,000 increase, right?
Yeah, I was looking at line 76, I didn't know that was all legal.
When you look at the bottom, it's not quite as...
It's not quite as dramatic.
Do you have any questions, comments, Ms. Israel?
Nope.
Mr. Davis?
No.
I have one more.
Sorry. No, that's where we're supposed to be going.
Safety, line 98, why is that going down to zero?
I don't remember why, because I think we originally had an amount in there.
No, it actually should be higher than, it should be minimum $5,000. Because, was that safety, is that equipment? No, that's equipment.
I believe it's equipment. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think
I believe it's equipment. When we hired the new on-crew staff, we did have to purchase a lot of safety equipment.
Right.
But
safety equipment is an ongoing expense because it wears out, face shields, ear protection, things like that. So in reference, that should actually be a continuing.
Unless they bought in bulk.
realistically speaking, I don't personally foresee us making a huge purchase on equipment. Now, if something does need replacement, naturally we would. But I don't foresee us having a huge, you know, huge purchase. I do agree with you. It would be good to have something in there.
$1,000. What is your thought, Mrs. Gordon?
I don't think it's right to not, have a fund available for safety equipment.
The other thing that I haven't seen, but bringing safety up is State of California mandates that you have regular safety meetings, mm-hmm. and that they're logged, and so is there a budget for materials for this or anything like that? Let's just make sure we cover all of the bases if we can.
I'm not really sure what materials you would need in those meetings, Kelvin. Your safety meetings?
Safety meetings are just, other than my time proctoring it and developing it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I just
fine. Do you, so...
To,
well, as an example, where I work, we do something called NFP 70E training, which is arc flash protection, because mm-hmm. we work with 6,900 volts of electricity. So you've got books that are spent, safety manuals that are purchased specifically for safety mm-hmm. in this aspect. So if he has to acquire something that's quote-unquote approved or whatever, that could fall under, I guess, equipment or training. Employee training, I mm-hmm. guess. Do you have something for employee training?
We do seminars training.
We do somewhere.
87.
It's, line 87. Training and travel.
Okay. All right, well, so that could fall under that.
Probably. I mean, in general, none of my other districts separate out the safety component of the expenses. That type of thing would be in the regular travel, although safety equipment, they always do separate out. Most of my districts, if they make a big safety purchase one year, they may not budget the next year. I think that might have been the line of thinking that we had. They may not budget for anything for the next year, and then they like wait 2 years. But we can put $1,000 in there if the board's directing me to do that, and I don't know if I need the whole board to direct me to do that.
Well, if
If I'm making changes to this, and if they, let's say they were to approve the budget contingent upon two changes, and one was, I've already made the other change, and then...
Well, someone would make a motion, and it'd be seconded, and then the board would vote on
Got
that.
It. Okay.
Once we do the whole thing, we'll
okay, that'll work.
Changes,
that'll so. Be great. Okay.
So it would be like with the motion would be with amendments.
Got it. Got it. So in that case, I'll wait for you to make the motion on making the change on safety equipment.
May I make a suggestion? And I'm speaking on place, Cindy and others, please will be handled.
Eat the mic.
What's that?
Eat the mic while you're talking.
I am speaking.
you kind of lean back and address out.
Under employee uniforms, line 97 is $2,000 cheap. I think we need $2,000 for uniforms, and maybe we can transfer maybe like 1,000 or 500 out of that 2,000 to 998 for safety.
We can do it.
Are you asking me? I don't care.
I'm asking Ellie because she's the one that deals with the...
We can do it. That's fine.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were talking to me. I'm happy to put whatever
we
number you want.
Other than the polo shirts with the logo on it.
Well, they're using a fluorescent orange construction t-shirt
Well, yeah.
And I think we have a pretty good crew, and I feel that the office staff is pretty stable. So I don't anticipate any new employees at least for the next couple of years. And so if that's acceptable, we can adjust next fiscal year again. Based on what I'm observing and Ellie's agreeing on it, that's my suggestion. Maybe put anywhere from 500 into safety and then maybe 1,500 in employee uniforms.
Yeah. Is that acceptable to you, Mrs. Wardle?
Yeah.
Okay. Any more questions?
Well, that was moving the budget from the uniforms to the safety.
Well, $500.
$500.
And then the other one that we did was the
director meetings.
The director's meetings.
So, I got one more question here. I'm seeing, there it is. It's up. So I see cell phones, and I see. Communication,
and I saw one other one in here. I was like,
what's the difference between all those?
Oh,
communication
is
SCADA, isn't it?
The communication.
I think so, and the answering service as well as in the communications.
Okay.
Motion to change the to approve the budget for fiscal year 17-18 with the changes made to the director's fees and to the uniform and safety.
Yeah, we're gonna correct the error on 61.
Yeah, I already did. That was a good catch.
So is somebody going to make that motion?
I make the motion that we approve the budget for the fiscal year of 17-18 with the amendments to safety and to director fees.
You got the gist of it, Ms. Ellis?
I'll repeat it.
And employee uniform.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
So I have a motion to approve the proposed fiscal year 2017-2018 budget with the following changes. First, to lower the director's fees. account 51050 from 30,000, lower it to 20,000. And the second amendment is to take $500 from account 59130 employee uniforms and to move that $500 to account 59140 safety. It was made by Director Israel, second by Director Davis.
Instead of, I think it's 36,000 from the director's fees?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 36,000 from director's fees. Lower that to 20,000. Okay. So roll call vote. Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Ling?
Aye. Next item on the is the request for waiver of connection fees for Jim's and Gary.
He's a no-show last week. However, I'd like to, this is an excellent example why our legal fees are so, it has increased. Because he threatened to bring his attorney, which means that we need legal representation. McGarry's the one who used to own the Moose Lodge, and he sold it, which means that he had to purchase another lot here in Cabazon to store his palm trees, and it didn't have water service, so Ellen advised him that it was going to be $8,000, and he started squawking and complaining about it. I met him, he asked me and him in the lobby, and that's when he told me, I'm going to bring my attorney because I like to address the board.
Okay.
And that's why Mr. Simmons
is here.
He scared him off. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, was this the first time he's asked this, or the second time he's asked?
First.
It's up to the board to do that. If one of you want to make a motion to table, you can.
I'll make a motion to table that.
Before the board votes on it, would you like to brief the board about the outcome? Because you guys, the previous board had denied it, and I think there was a 6-month window for you to take legal action.
Did you want some of the legal background while we're here?
Sure.
So, from what I understand, there was a claim made by this gentleman several years back for, I think it was $56,000.
Yeah.
Because of water damage. And it was determined at that time that the water damage was on his side of the meter. And so the claim was denied. This was at the
by both our insurance and the board.
Yes. And under the Government Tort Claims Act, he was given 6 months to file a claim, which he didn't. So now they're attached to statute of limitations. You know, he should have filed that claim at that time. Now fast forward to the present day, he's now claiming that because of this $56,000 claim that supposedly you owed him, which you denied and your insurance denied, and he had 6 months to go after it, which he didn't. Now he's saying that the board should waive this $8,000 connection fee. But there's really no connection between the two. You know, one went with the old property, he's now got a new property. The old claim was denied, he had a chance to follow up with it, he didn't. And now he's asking for, there's really no connection between the two. So I think he's just grasping at straws here.
So he was at the Moose Lodge, $56,000 was damaged there, and then moved to the new property?
Yes.
Did that new property have previous water on it?
No.
So it's a total new connection.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. It's a lot, just about maybe a quarter mile.
Yeah,
west.
I saw it with palm trees on it.
Yeah, it used to be owned by Dysart, if I remember right. They stored trailers on there that had explosives and radioactive material.
How do you get all the water to water the plant?
Truck.
He paid the connection charge.
Oh, did he pay?
He wants it reimbursed.
Is that true? Because
I don't believe he's paid the connection charge. I don't believe he has service.
Okay.
The most interesting question is to find out how he's getting his water. if he's getting his water from Magnus's property,
yeah, exactly,
store, he's going to have, Magnus is going to have a big problem. So.
He has a sign up there for sale.
Yeah. So you still want to table this?
Okay. Well, he has had chances. It's like he was threatening
that's
us.
That's a different property, though.
No, but he was threatening us that he's going to bring his attorney, and we got our attorney
okay.
right here.
We already have one motion on the table, so let's deal with that first. I'm sorry, Robert.
No. That's not it. He ain't getting nothing out of me.
Give him a count.
He ain't getting nothing out of me.
Have a motion to table this item for next month's board meeting, made by Director Bowie, second by Director Wargo. Roll call vote. Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
No.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
No.
Director Link?
Yes. Can you give other people the chance?
Yeah, but he's over here threatening us, and he has paid for our attorney to come to our meeting.
Regardless of what he does.
Oh, bull jive. Oh, that's bull. That's bull, Robert. No, Robert, no.
We give other people that chance. We have to give them that chance.
No, we don't.
Not a political
thing. Well, you can see my vote when it comes to it.
I knew that was going to happen. Look at him. He gave us more space. Come on.
Yeah. Sit over here.
You're hogging my table. This is my table.
Yeah, I'm going to sit at that table from now on.
Alan, come on. I knew why you guys wondered why I was so mad about the water.
He threatens to bring his lawyer here. I'll call my lawyer.
He's right there.
No, I have a private lawyer.
You guys didn't see so much, you want him to come next month.
Yeah,
you can bring, I want to see Mr. James McCary.
Wow. Okay.
Next item on the
what did we do with this?
It got tabled.
Tables.
Okay. Establish an ad hoc committee to meet with the general manager regarding his annual performance appraisal to be conducted at the June 20th board meeting. So this is the meeting that was to be...
What? Don't we already have a committee for that? Personnel? Personnel?
No, this is the general manager's contract, which is different.
Setting up an ad hoc committee.
Yeah, this is a little different than that.
Okay.
So... let's see. Meeny, meeny, miny, moe.
I say Robert Allen do it.
Yeah. I would like to nominate Sarah Wargo and Ms. Lynch.
Okay.
Good. That one.
Well, it's an ad hoc committee. I can appoint who I want because I'm the chair. And that's who I was going to appoint. So you just saved me the trouble.
You saved me the trouble.
Okay. So that's discussion. That there's no...
Does Sarah accept?
Yeah, that's
right.
Okay.
Before next meeting? Well, no, the ad hoc will be, we need to set, let's establish a committee to meet with GM regarding his annual performance appraisal to be conducted at the board meeting.
So you got to do it between now and?
Yeah.
I will reach out to you two and we'll all find a mutual time and date that's convenient for everybody.
Yeah, are you buying? that's fine. I'll let you know what my schedule is. I think I'm on base for the next 7 or 8 weeks, so I don't have to.
We can meet at night.
Yeah, we can work on that.
I can't meet at night. I can go to the very end.
Okay. All right. Public comments. Future agenda items.
I just want to know what's going on with this ain't an agenda, I'll wait till it.
Okay. I mean, it's like similar. Anyways, any agenda items that you'd like to share more for on the next meeting? Okay. Does the public have any suggested agenda items? Suggested items from the management?
I'm going to put theirs on anyway.
Excuse me? All right. Man, management comments, board member comments.
I just want to know what's going on with our property over there.
Yeah, we need to know that stuff.
Nothing's going to go on. You mean as far as whether we own it now?
Yeah, or tearing it up, or what we're doing, or do we own it yet, or what?
Due to our current financial situation, we're just going to continue to do a weed abatement, and we'll have to look at the next fiscal year before we actually make a move on demolishing the building. That's going to be the next big cost, is the tearing down the building, because there's hazmat and all that in it. So that's got to be disposed a certain way. And we're gonna, and then maybe the following fiscal year, we'll be able to maybe get a fence and some brick wall, and then the following year, we get a building and put paying rent on our old property.
Yeah.
Okay.
Robert, I think.
Can we not store stuff there in the meantime?
Just fall under
it. Never mind. I thought Teresa had a comment, but I think she's okay.
All right. Future board item. Next board meeting will be on June 20th with the finance and audit. Also, the regular board meeting. No personnel committee meeting. And then the water. San Gabriel Pass Regional Water Alliance meeting will be on May 31st. Mm-hmm. And that's at starts at 4, doesn't it?
Hold on a minute. You're going to get me in trouble with Calvin again.
Well, I know they have a meeting before the meeting, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be at 4:30.
Okay.
I wrote it down this time, see? All
right.
Posting in my office.
4:30, right?
Motion to close at 6:57.
I second it. Oh, did you need somebody to make that motion?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wardo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye.